Dr. Schumacher dictating history and physical, and new admission note on a page named Lucien Flutie. Last name F-L-U-T-Y. Lucien, L-U-C-I-A-N. That's L-U-C-I-A-N. Date was April 18, 2022. Place was Maple Place Assisted Living. New paragraph patient profile. Mr. Flutie is a 95-year-old male who moved in about 6 months ago or so, period. New paragraph chief complaint. He was seen for initial visit, but also he complains of increased edema and some degree of dyspnea. New paragraph history of present illness. Information was sketchy because he has a decreased memory and also is a bit hard of hearing, period. He was in the hospital probably about 6 months or so and then was in rehab. And he actually came from a subacute rehab unit to Maple Place, period. In the hospital, he was a bit short of breath and he had some cough, period. Now, he was treated and he also had some chest pain, but he does not have the chest pain now, period. He is dyspneic, and he is dependent on oxygen 24 hours a day, and he's not really coughing much, period. There's no chest pain at the present time, period. He has dyspnea that's moderate and intermittent, period. His oxygen saturation is 97% on 3.5 liters per minute of oxygen, period. In the past 2 weeks, he's been gradually increasing his edema and has become sometimes short of breath, period. He's walking less and needs more help, period. Before, 2 weeks ago, he's walking with a walker without much help, and now it's more difficult and he's slower, period. He's known to have valvular aortic stenosis, which is non-rheumatic. He's also known to have atrial fibrillation, period. He recently changed him from warfarin to Eliquis, period. He had an elevated ISR at one point. He was briefly in the ER and in the hospital overnight, but not for a long period. He had no major bleeding problems, period. New paragraph. The staff is concerned about his increasing debility, period. New paragraph review of systems. Constitutional. He has decreased hearing, period. He has decreased vision, period. He had cataract surgery in the right eye and some type of implant on the left eye, but he cannot see at all from the left eye, period. General, he denies any fever, chills, or major weight change. Respiratory, he's short of breath intermittently, but he was not too short of breath when seen, period. Occasional cough, not severe, no sputum. Cardiovascular, no angina or palpitation or dizziness, but he has significant edema. GI, he's got some constipation, no abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria, period. He does have a diagnosis of prostate problem, which likely is hyperplasia. He does have some degree of frequency and decreased stream. Heme, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, no excessive sweating or thirst. Skin denies major rashes, but he has stasis dermatitis of his legs. Musculoskeletal, he has some arthralgia of the hands, which is slight. Some knee pains bilaterally. CNS denies headaches, fainting, or seizures. New paragraph, past history is positive for cataract surgery, glaucoma, hiatal hernia, congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hearing impairment, visual impairment, osteoarthritis, benign prostatic hyperplasia, pleural effusion in the past, hyperlipidemia, central hypertension, chronic lymphedema. New paragraph, family history. His mother and father both had cardiovascular disease, period. They had congestive heart failure, and he states his father died of myocardial infarction, period. He's not aware of any diabetes or cancer in the family. New paragraph, social history. He only smoked briefly in his 30s, but quit long ago, period. No alcohol excess. New paragraph, medications. Ferrous sulfate, 325 milligrams daily. Fish oil, 1,000 milligrams daily. Vitamin B, 1 tablet daily. Ocean nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril as needed every 8 hours. Chloracon, 20 milliliter equivalents daily. Lasix, 40 milligrams daily. And increase it to 80 for 3 days, period. Fluoromethylone, 0.1% suspension, 1 drop in the left eye daily. Timolol, 1 drop into that eye, left eye daily. Miralax powder, 17 grams daily. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily. Raleigh, you came too late, Raleigh. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams twice a day. Lasix, 40 milligrams daily.
I was going to give me more spaghetti, but he left.
Hey, are you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm dictating.
I need to use the phone.
After this one, I'll do the next one. Okay. Acetaminophen, the ER, 650 milligrams every 6 hours. Torvastatin, 20 milligrams a night.
Did you find your cell phone?
No, obviously.
You're kidding. Benzolamide, yeah. 1%, one drop in the effect of IBID. Multivitamins, one PO daily. Diltiazem, HCL, 120 milligrams daily. Ivites, two tablets daily. Losartan, 50 milligrams daily. Melatonin, one capsule daily. Mylanta, 30 ml every 6 hours as needed. Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day. New paragraph examination. He's not distressed, but he's a bit debilitated, very hard of hearing. Not distressed. Blood pressure, 128 over 76, pulse 88. Respiratory 16, O2 channel saturation 97% on 3 liters a minute. Temperature 96.7. Head and neck, the left pupil is fixed and dilated. The right pupil is about 2 millimeters and reactive. Use normal inspection. Hearing severely impaired. Next up, no mask, trachea line, no nose. Oral mucosa membrane is normal. He has dentures in place. Lungs. Slightly decreased breath sounds. No crackles, no wheezes. Percussion unremarkable. Cardiovascular, there's a pan-systolic murmur, 3 out of 6. He has a lymphedema, 3+, and there's some pitting in both legs, period. It's about the same in both ankles and feet and legs, period. Fetal pulse is palpable at 1+. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS, cranial is grossly normal apart from the eyes and hearing. Sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, shoulder range of motion is normal. The thickening of the knees, period. There is minimal arthritic changes of the hands, period. Similar thousands of the feet. Skin, there's stasis dermatitis, both legs, much edema, period. No rash in the upper extremities. Overall skin is dry. There's exudate and flaking in the legs by the lymphedema, period. In paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mr. Flutie has increased edema, period. I mean, to rule out congestive heart failure, we'll get a chest x-ray. And I will continue the Lasix just at 40 milligrams daily, but add the Roxolin 5 milligrams every other day for 2 weeks, period. We'll continue Losartan 50 milligrams daily for heart failure and hypertension, period. We'll also continue Metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day for blood pressure, period. Two, he has a history of atrial fibrillation, and we stopped the warfarin. We're going to use Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, and that actually started already on April 20.